I'm just going to throw two things into the mix, okay, on Mubi. There happen to be these two Canadian oddities on Mubi at the moment. One of them is a film called The 20th Century, which is the debut feature from Matthew Rankin. He's made lots and lots of shorts. This is like a satirical account of one man, William Lyon Mackenzie King, to fulfill his destiny, live up to his mother's dreams, become the leader of Canada, and keep the flag of national disappointment flying. And it's a kind of bizarre, dizzying collage of expressionist German cinema. Lots of it looks like Cabinet of Dr. Caligari as reimagined as a Pet Shop Boys video that's somehow a kind of political satire. I read an interview with the director who said, I wanted everything to feel artificial all the time. The conceit of the film is that Canada might just be totally fake and in this person's head. And the film is about his head, which I thought was a lovely way of describing it. It is divertingly crazy, and it's a feature-length film. I did keep myself chuckling and laughing and being entertained. I mean, I love the way in which it uses all those kind of expressionist tropes and subverts everything. And it's not for everybody, okay? It's a bit Dadaist, and there's a little bit Salvador Dali, and it's a little bit Monty Python, and there's a lot of stuff going in it. But the reason I flag it up is because it owes a great debt to Stump the Guesser. It owes a great debt to Guy Maddin, whose new film is a short film called Stump the Guesser. Now, Guy Maddin, you will remember because we talked about his movies. I mean, I've loved him since Tales from the Gimli Hospital. I had a curry with him in Birmingham in the early 90s, and he was really, really lovely. He made that film Saddest Music in the World, and he made that that docu-fantasia My Winnipeg. Do you remember I told you about this? It's a documentary which is completely fictitious about Winnipeg, which has got the story in it about the horses running into the lake and then freezing and their heads becoming seats that people sat upon during the Great Freeze. And you think that that must be the made up bit, but it isn't. That's the one bit of it that's actually true. Anyway, I love Guy Maddin's films. And Stump the Guesser is this kind of carnivalesque short. It's co-directed by the Johnson brothers. Story is there is a carnival guesser who can guess anything. And then he suddenly runs out of guessing milk and he gets his guessing license revoked at exactly the same moment that he accidentally meets a woman that he falls in love with, who he then discovers is his sister. So in order to be able to marry her, he has to disprove the scientific theory of heredity. And that is the only way of describing the plot. It is really odd. It's really funny. Again, lots of kind of Soviet silent cinema tropes. Nobody makes films like Guy Maddin. People always used to compare him to David Lynch, and I understand the comparison, but he is off in a world of his own. And we've reviewed some of his features here on the show, and I've often talked about that, you know, My Winnipeg, I think, which is one of my favorite films of recent years. This is like a really sort of brief, fleeting short, and there is so much in there. And it was just interesting seeing this and then seeing 20th Century, because you realize that Guy Maddin has become one of the great influential auteurs. I love his films. I think he's just great. Not for everybody, but definitely for me.